Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss how to deal with people who forget what you tell them you're going to do. We'll start with a question from someone whose coworker never remembers anything that they agree to do during meetings. We all know this kind of person. And during the second part of our podcast, we'll address those individuals who accidentally forget what people tell them.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's easy to get frustrated when someone doesn't remember what you've discussed. I know I do, and I hope more people will send questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question, please?
I have a coworker who keeps doing something that really bothers me. Every time we meet, we discuss what we are each going to do, and I agree to take on a number of tasks. My coworker never remembers anything that I commit to doing, which results in her acting like I'm not doing my job. My biggest fear is being invisible at work, and this does not help. I feel like I'm the only person she does this with. What should I do?
I feel bad for you. I mean, does she really forget, or is she trying to sabotage? I think that's the thing you have to figure out. I mean, I just know that, you know, maybe she doesn't write things down in meetings and then can't remember.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I think it all depends on the kind of relationship you have, but it sounds like it's tripping your greatest fear.
Yes.
Because, you know, maybe what you want to do with someone like this is at the end of every meeting, send an email to everyone who attended with what you agreed to do.
Right.
So that maybe, you know, that way, once she understands that others have seen this, I mean, that's something you can try.
Yeah, I think the big thing here is to take it out of the personal and put it back in the professional. And
right.
So, because I, in seeing this question, thought, okay, here are reasons why that could happen. If the person has ADD, they're basically, I mean, some of my favorite people have that ADD or attention deficit disorder or attention hyperactive deficit disorder. And so if someone has that, chances are they're not going to remember much of anything. They'll be very excited during the meeting, but very forgetful afterwards. The other thing is the person could be generally distracted, or they could be a big thinker but not grounded. You know, a lot of people, especially in positions of authority, love big ideas, but they don't remember anything that transpires during a meeting. And the other thing is they could just be preoccupied, which, again, is not great for you, but I think the key is in not taking it personally. And to your point, Kathy, just figuring out what's a business tool that I can use to reinforce this. Because the other thing that you can do if you start to resent the person is stew.
In your own resentment.
In your own resentment. Talk to other people about how this person never remembers. And the other piece that I think is interesting, the person says, I feel like I'm the only person she does this with. My bet is that you probably aren't not. Logan, you're shaking your head.
I'm sure that she's not, and I don't know if it's worth her asking other people just to sort of confirm that she's not the only one that this happens to and not feel like she's invisible.
Yeah,
I think it's less about you and more about the other person. And, you know, I doubt that they're out to get you, because there's far greater things that they could do if they were out to get you. But it's possible that they, you know, they're just sort of like the absent-minded professor. And, you know, maybe the people that it doesn't appear she's doing it to are just really good at following up. And they've learned to make sure that, you know, they send things to this person in writing. So, I mean, once you know that about somebody, once you know that they are not, they don't have a good memory and they don't you know, do they don't listen. Whatever is said in a meeting is not the gospel.
Yeah.
You really should set up some kind of a system. And I know I can hear people out there going, why should I do their work?
Right. Yes. Extra work or another task that I have to add on.
Yeah, I'm not their babysitter.
Exactly. Yeah. We've all heard this before.
Right.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. But that's not going to help your situation.
No.
So, you know, we have to work with people that have all kinds of bad habits like mm-hmm. this, or they leave you off an email. And it's not necessarily right. intentional. It feels intentional, but it's not necessarily. I mean, we've all made these kinds of mistakes.
Yeah.
So, it's called a workaround. You know, work around this person and, you know, get what you need. Don't expect them to, you know, be a better person.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think the thing that's also interesting about this is you may not like this person.
Right. Well, I wouldn't. I already don't like them, and I don't know who this is.
This is irritating, I think, for anyone.
Yeah.
Right. And so I only say that because it's hard. It's harder to convince right. yourself to do a workaround with someone you can't stand.
That's a good point.
So that's I think you just have to see how this is going to serve you. And especially, you know, if you could see it from a personal professional development thing, if your thing is about being invisible, why not challenge that? You know, challenge it by, as you say, Kathy, setting up a system. If there are other people that you think you should CC, I bet you could tell this person, look, we agreed to do this, this, and this. I'm just going to, you know, send a follow-up email to you and to whomever else is involved in what you've agreed on doing. Mm-hmm. So that you're just taking care of yourself and not waiting for them to change.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, by, you know, doing what you may perceive as extra work actually protects you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just the way you operate so that people like this don't piss you off and don't get in your way.
Right.
And you can just function better. So that's really the reason why you want to do it. And, you know, I don't disagree with anyone who thinks, why should I have to, you know, take care of this person? It's not really that. It's that you're taking care of yourself.
Right. Yes.
You're really advocating for yourself here.
Right.
So it just makes the workday go a lot easier. You know, because we know we can't change anyone. All we can do is change our reaction to them.
Yeah.
That's a quote out of Working With You is Killing Me. Okay, so now that we understand that, let's just turn this around and let's look at it as, what if you are that coworker or you are that boss who's really forgetful and forgets what people commit to? You walk out of a meeting and you're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you really, you know, you vaguely remember, but you really are hoping people follow up with you. And like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If they don't, then it didn't happen. What if you're one of those people? I'm sure you've heard this before. I'm sure you've heard from people in your life, what is wrong with you? Why can't you remember? I said I was going to do that.
Yeah.
And people are mad at you probably.
Mm.
I know a number of people who are like this. And
you
I think,
do?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I live with one, and I will tell you, actually can work to your benefit at certain times, because you can say, don't you remember I said that? And they're like, no. And I did, even if I didn't. So,
oh my gosh, he manipulates it. Wow.
I'm trying to find the upside. Anyway, I think the most, and actually what I will say I appreciate is he owns it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was going to say. I think the first thing is if you're willing to own it, yes, you know this about yourself.
Right, and you've heard enough feedback from enough people.
I agree. Yeah. I think they do know this about themselves. They don't bring it up in meetings, which you probably should. If you're one of these people, you probably should say in a meeting, you know, would you ding me, the people that, you know, said they want to commit to this so that I don't forget.
Right. That's right.
That would be the first thing that came
Right. And you should do that if this is a problem that you have.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll forget to look at the dings. But, you know,
right.
This is, if you have this as a chronic problem, it's best to remind people to remind you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And tell people that you don't take it personally, that it's okay.
Right.
Because it comes with overwhelm. It comes with a lot of work. and you've got a lot of things going on, and the one and anything that's not like scratching at you and irritating you, it just falls by the wayside.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the other thing, and this is, again, more work for you, but could be worthwhile. If you know you're likely to forget certain things and you set up systems and you still forget, it would be, I think, valuable to really, when someone is reporting back something to you, and if you act as if you don't remember, or if you clearly don't remember, to just say, could you just refresh my memory on this? Because you're going to see it in their face. That was the other thing I was going to say, is probably you might want to pick up on the social cues around
the look
you.
Of disappointment or anger.
And understand that others will take it personally. The people who don't have this problem, like the ones who have got the, you know, vaults for memories, will tend to take this personally and feel like you don't care. So I guess that's the thing that's really important to convey, is you may be forgetful, but that doesn't mean you don't care, nor does it mean that you don't admire their work.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a friend like that.
How so?
She remembers everyone's birthday. She remembers pet name. I mean, her memory is impeccable. And then when other people forget, she gets really upset. And I have to remind her, not everybody is an elephant you that remembers every single detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's part of the problem. If you're someone who, you know, is good at that.
Detail oriented, or you have great memory.
This is insulting.
Right. You just assume that everybody else operates in that same way.
Right, but it's not insulting for the people that just are overwhelmed easily. The people that have bad memory are overwhelmed easily, I think. And they can only retain a certain amount. And the rest of it, they have to either set up reminders or you have to remind them.
Right.
And they don't find that annoying.
No.
They're usually very nice people that just don't have a big capacity for details.
Right.
They're unimportant to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do for Cliff? Do you leave like post-it notes around the
house? I remind him. I have a friend actually has a similar situation in her home, and she said it's 6 reminders per important thing.
Wow.
And so, but you know, you space them out.
Sure.
But it's just like, okay, remember we discussed la, la, la.
Right.
Okay, it's, you know, the next day we did discuss la, 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 we're going to do la, la, la. So,
right.
And then we've gotten to the place where, you know, he'll say, remind me of blah, blah, blah. So we've worked out a system over time, but it starts with accepting, like, this is the way this person's brain works.
Right.
So I can't get furious about it. I just have to work with it.
Right.
And he is willing to own it. And so that's helpful too.
You mentioned like ADD and ADHD earlier. I know some people that use like visuals with their kids. They'll use like Monday, like these are the tasks. And
visuals are very good.
Helps people a lot too.
Yeah. And for this kind of person that we're talking about, who's a coworker or a boss, it's very good to have some visual, you know, reminders
of
what's going to happen. But you can't get it. It can't be too complicated because, again, as Kathy's saying, your brain will go on overload and then you'll forget.
Right. You were going to say something, Kathy, sir?
I don't remember.
Uh-oh.
I forgot.
See? And just like that.
All right. Well, I think we got this, right?
I think so.
I think that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts, if you're living with someone like this, we would like to hear. Tweet us at SK2 and follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
Yes. And if you want to receive our weekly podcast email, text us at 228-28. Type in My Crazy Office, all one word, My Crazy Office at 228-28.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.